Well, we've been talking about the Expona Audio Expo all month long. It's coming up this weekend at the Schaumburg Convention Center. And this year is the biggest expo yet. It features the latest in high-end audio equipment. It also presents seminars for audiophiles and music lovers. And it even has its own concerts and a vinyl record fair. This is an interesting area because we all know that one friend who spent a ton of time, energy, and resources building the best stereo they could. But with technology, digital music, I'm thinking Bluetooth, what are the best products and overall practices to get the best from your music today in 2018? Joining me in studio, Liz Miller. She's the event director at Expona. Liz, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Bess Nivera, he is the brand ambassador at Music Direct, the world's largest online retailer of high-end audio and accessories located right here in Chicago. Music Direct will be at the expo this weekend. Thanks for being here, Bess.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Also, a weekend, a legend in the sense that you've been at WDCB doing jazz programming on the weekend for 20-plus years, but that's
please,
a different
please
life.
Pardon me while I blush brutally on air here.
Well, let's talk with you. I mean, I said at the beginning, this is the biggest to date because the exhibitors have doubled. You've had so much success in getting people to come to the Schaumburg Convention Center. Talk about the success, overall success of this expo.
It's the largest show we've had to date. So part of the experience of the show is going to different listening rooms. So you can audition and check out all of the different sound systems. And this year we're going to have 165 different listening rooms. So you can check out 165 different sound systems and go from room to room.
Who comes to this? I mean, is this something where it's just people who are super into stereos?
It's people who are super into stereos. It's audiophiles, but it's also for music lovers. It's for anyone who wants to learn about listening to their music, how to find new gear. It's really for music lovers.
And all overall, the idea of putting together concerts and a record fair and all the stuff that goes around it, that's a little bit of a newer experience. Why do that? Why not just make this an expo that you have seminars and let the audiophiles wrestle over the latest technology?
Well, we bring in the concerts because I think after listening to, you know, sound reproduction all day, it's great to at night then celebrate like live music, and that's also a way to again like add to that experience and just love music. Yeah.
Bess, let's bring you in here. We'll talk about your role at Music Direct, but then we'll do another half hour just on what you're doing jazz on the weekends. But for you, you're a long time Music Direct's been a big part of the exhibit, but the expo, but also you as an audiophile and someone who works with this stuff. What does an expo like this mean for you here in the city of Chicago?
Well, there's certainly two elements to it. Number one, as a one of the primary exhibitors for it for Music Direct here in Chicago, it certainly brings our fan base to our backyard. Chicago has been our home for more than three decades now, and it certainly serves a purpose for our customers and fans of the industry and lovers of music and high-quality audio to come to an event space like the Schaumburg Convention Center and Hotel to just be immersed by the newest equipment, the newest speakers, the best technology, headphones, digital media.
Do you have to have an expo like this in the world, in the audiophile world? Because otherwise, there's so many different. I mean, the day and age of going into the brick and mortar has gone to online. I mean, even Music Direct is an online retailer. Do you have to have these experiences where people can get together, share an experience in a listening room, that kind of thing?
Well, it certainly has gotten to that point, but I think we should argue back to the days when the Consumer Electronics Show first landed its shores here in Chicago back in the day, and how that has morphed into a more sort of generalized industry. Our segment, which covers what should be defined as high-performance audio, basically covers the tenets of the audiophile buying public. These are people or consumers who are very, very intent on getting the best sound that they can grab out of that favorite tune that they're playing, whether it's in traditional media like turntables and vinyl to more high-performance streaming technologies, whether it's pay services like Tidal and the like, where those consumers can hear it on the highest quality equipment. But we should also point out that it's not so much the audiophile that events like Expona is purveying to. It's actually more towards consumers who are looking for a unique escape, a way to say, oh, so that Melody Gardot record really sounded that awesome on that record, or if somebody had a Jack White record or whatnot, to really just lay the groundwork of what it should sound like in their mind. And
there have been different times in the history of high-end audio equipment and this movement where it is broken into the mainstream, where you've had that has been the advertising. I think of the guy who's in the chair, the Dolby chair, or the Maxell or whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Like, right.
The concept that high-end audio was being pushed, and the idea this is the only way to listen to music. Has that changed? I mean,
well, it certainly has changed in the sense that, as you said, about an hour ago, as I was driving in from my home, in which, what am I going to do with those really large loudspeakers?
Right.
And I think in that scenario, and as also ascribed in that fantastic, iconic portrait of the guy with his hair blowing back and the JBL loudspeakers in the picture, that audio is still that. Okay, but what's more important about it is that the refinement of that experience is still just as mind-blowing when somebody sits in a room and listens to a favorite record of theirs, whether it's classical or otherwise. The equipment that's going to be demonstrated at Expona runs the gamut from your unusually small and ridiculously budget-priced but yet powerful design to the state-of-the-art speakers that will take up a room and just, like, shock the daylights out of you.
I just wonder, because I think about some of the products even today in 2018 that have been introduced, whether it be the home speakers, or I think about the headphones, like the Beats by Dre is a good example of this marketing that these are better than the other headphones. You're going to hear what the bass line, you're going to hear it more than other ones. As someone who is immersed in this stuff, is that true?
Yes and no. I mean, let's face it. When someone is marketing a product like Beats and other high-performance headphones, Bose or otherwise, for all intents and purposes, they are very good headphones. And just like any other product that's out there, it's designed by someone or a group of people to make sure that what you hear is as good as they put it out there to be. But at the same token, there is that defined population, that group of audiophiles, that group of music lovers who look for something higher, something more truthful, something more accurate. And that's why in the case of what you'll hear at Expona this weekend, headphone manufacturers from around the world, including great companies like Sennheiser, Shure, which is based here in Illinois, and also upstart companies, including a fantastic design of headphones from Dan Kelly, a company called Mr. Speakers, a European company called Meza. The list goes on and on. And that's just headphones.
Wow, that's amazing. Beth Nivera is in studio, the brand ambassador with Music Direct, which is right here in Chicago, the world's largest online retailer of high-end audio and accessories. Also, Liz Miller, she's the event director at Expona. The Expona Audio Expo is this weekend, starts on the 12th tomorrow, and runs through the weekend at the Schaumburg Convention Center. We'll take a quick break, come back, continue the conversation. Stay with us. Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman. We're talking about the Expona Audio Expo, which is coming up starting tomorrow at the Schaumburg Convention Center. In studio, Liz Miller. She's the event director at Expona. And Beth Nivera, who's the brand ambassador with Music Direct, as well as a weekend disc jockey over at WDCB Jazz. Great station. I know a lot of people work there. Dan, say hi to Dan for me.
You just said it.
There it is, right? Liz, as we were talking about attracting a community of audiophiles, people who are really into high-end audio and the equipment that you can purchase for high-end audio experiences, you're going to get them to come together because it's a community. But how do you get the fringe? How do you get guys like me who will go to Best Buy and be like, yeah, I guess I need a speaker, and they don't really think about it. How do you market and get that demographic, the more passive audio fan, to come out to an expo like this?
A few different ways. Like, part of it is talking about the experience. So you're not... Part of Expona isn't necessarily even about buying. It's about going and experiencing music and listening to all different kinds of songs and comparing. And then another big part of it is the event features that we have, like the record fair, because vinyl's back. It's big. People are getting back into collecting records. So by having this record fair at the show, it brings in people. And the concerts, too. Like, that's a big part of it, because that's something that people relate to. They know that experience. They get excited about that. So then they come out to the show.
Beth, let me ask you this simple question. Digital music, better or worse?
Silence. Well, Chuck Willery,
I would think that it would be better only because they don't have to press it. They have a way of controlling the how it's produced.
There's two camps to that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, well, fortunately and unfortunately, it depends on the mindset of the individual. When the emergence of the compact disc back in 1983 set the world on fire and ushered in the so-called first death of vinyl, I think the message there was it's an accurate format. People find it very convenient. It's very enjoyable, very musical. Whereas more purists could see through the thing, you know, the lining and say, well, yeah, but fast forward to now where we are with streaming, with content providers like Tidal, as we said earlier in the segment.
Right.
They have taken great pains to, for a reasonable subscription model, to give those consumers virtually bit-perfect recordings of things that they want to hear.
Right.
So if it's the latest release, be it in every segment of the territory from rap to jazz, or even spoken word, there are instances where that kind of content delivery is great. But what you're going to find in events like Axpona is that the convergence of digital and analog has gotten bigger and better. Analog lovers who will go down to listen to a turntable, whether it's a basic, say, $300 entry-level piece, mm-hmm. to the sky's the limit $50,000 to $100,000 rig, will be more than impressed by the way that it delivers that music. So going back to the Melody Gardot piece, for example, she's got a great voice. She carries very well. She's almost to the point of seduction. And if you can hear that on anything from a very basic stereo system to the more formidable big room setups, you will find yourself saying, okay, I get it. And that's the message. And I think that goes to the heart of what Liz said earlier, and that Axpona is treated in several other ways, in my opinion. It's educational, it's informative, but above all, it's entertaining, where dealers, manufacturers come and take you by the hand physically and go, have a seat.
And that has to be part of it, only because I'll just speak for myself. I'm intimidated by the whole thing. I am in radio. Have been in life. I've done a lot of audio. I have a lot of. When I come across an audio file, quickly they will be like, "Oh, did you change the setting? What are you working in?" And I'm like, "Oh man, I don't know." But far too often in those kind of situations, I'll step away or I find myself intimidated because I don't know the best rig. I don't know if I'm being taken advantage. I don't have. So tell me, how do you get past that? Because I feel like as an industry, at Music Direct and other places, that you have to probably deal with that a lot.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is not typical of any dealer, whether it's the small dealers here in Chicago, including Saturday Audio Exchange, Audio Consultants, the little guys. Everybody has to work very hard to make sure that when a customer comes into their shop, or in this case, comes to Axpona, they're not intimidated. They need to feel more relaxed and more comfortable. And our goal in our industry is to make sure that you get the best possible care in what it is that you're really looking for. So even if you're not the big audiophile guy, you probably sit there and go, hey, Alexa, would you please?
Yeah, right.
And we dig that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we can also say, why don't you take your Alexa experience and while you're listening to that online station, slap it into this really, really gorgeous, simple two-speaker compact package, and it's Bluetooth, and it's also capable with full app streaming. You'll get all that, but the critical difference there is what's inside those boxes. And a company, for example, like Kef out of Great Britain, they designed a pair of wireless loudspeakers that are one of the most accurate loudspeakers you can get for the money.
That's going to be the difference here. When we talk about digital music, especially streaming and MP3s, mm-hmm. and everything that Apple Music or Spotify, far too often, and I'm guilty of this as well, I'm more enamored with the fact that I could just press play on my phone or say out loud in my room, play this song. I don't care how it's being played. I'm just excited that I can play it. And at some point, they're going to catch up and say, well, you got to bring back the same tenets that once existed of building the stereo system are still in play.
Well, we are living in a digital world. Let's be real about this. We're always looking at things from a tactile kind of way. If I can swipe, touch, feel, speak, ask it to do stuff, fabulous. We're living the dream on that. But along the way, we still have to remind ourselves that when we do walk into that traditional record store and you're flipping the piles and you're kind of going, oh my gosh, Ramsey Lewis, things like that,
right.
You do get that sort of return to sensory comfort. And that's where products like speakers, amplifiers, and so on and so forth, to show your sense of nostalgia, going back to the large loudspeaker, one of the things that Music Direct will be doing as part of its presentations is that we're going to be showing off a speaker that's been not on the shelves for nearly 40 years. The brand is JBL, well known for our work in radio, mm-hmm. as you know, mm-hmm. it's monitors and so forth, yeah. but they are bringing to the show the iconic L100 loudspeaker. And this is a loudspeaker that you saw in that very ad for that cassette tape. And it's been completely refashioned. Awesome. It's been completely redesigned by a great bunch of people over there at JBL over in Northridge, California. And it's going to be played loud.
That's great.
It's going to be kicking.
Liz, with only a minute left here, what do you see as the highlights? What are you looking forward to at the Axpona this weekend?
I'm just really looking forward to going from room to room and listening to some of my favorite music. And just discovering it again.
Are you someone who sits down at the seminars and listens to the audio files, get up there and be like, the great thing about this speaker?
Well, I put together the seminars, but usually I'm running around too much make it happen. But, you know, we try to do different things with the seminars. Like, we've got, like, some interior designers talking about how to design your room and stuff like that. So we're trying not to be quite so technical and...
Right.
And kind of bring it somewhere else.
And that's the one part that we're not going to get to tonight, but the idea of building that room. You know, I found myself, you know, in awe of all my neighbors when they can press play and the speaker comes from somewhere in the house. And you're like, where is that coming? That's amazing. That's in the wall? Wow. Yeah, I've not gotten there in my life, so I'm sure you're there. Liz Miller is the event director for Axpona. The Axpona Audio Expo starts tomorrow at the Schaumburg Convention Center, runs through Sunday. And also, Beth Nivera is the brand ambassador with Music Direct, the world's largest online retailer of high-end audio and accessories, also a partner with Axpona, and they're located right here in Chicago. Beth, Liz, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you.